You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. I had a bunch of technical issues this week, mainly because I'm too stupid to use my programs properly on my computer and things weren't recording. So all of my reviews for this week are kind of being plopped out together at the end of the week. But whatever, that's just timing on it and, you know, I'm figuring this stuff out. But yeah, today is a review for Pat McNamara's Conversation with Joe podcast 1262. Pat, if you don't already following on Instagram, is definitely someone you should follow if you're into any kind of fitness and just general being a badass type shit. He is freaking phenomenal. I think the dude's like 50 years old, ex special forces, and just crushes it with workouts. He's also super positive, motivated. His conversation with Joe was great and really inspiring, and the type of conversations that I love to hear, I know a lot of Rogan fans like to hear, because they're just really inspiring. And yeah, it was a great message. So let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So Pat, like I said, ex-Special Forces, he got to, I think he did like 22 years in the military and got to do all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, as you can imagine when you're like a special, I think he called it special operations guy. I don't really know the ins and outs of what makes something special operations. I think you just work with a lot of special force teams and anyway, you do a lot of cool stuff like that. He is a really motivating guy though, and a lot of it stems from the fact obviously he has really crazy abilities to do high level, high stress, high physical activity stuff, you know, and being very skilled at like shooting and other difficult challenges. But the big message for me in their conversation, and when you listen to the, you know, when you hear them talk, you'll get a feel for it, is that a lot of what defines him today is his struggle after he got out of the military. Like many people, he got lost and disillusioned. See, when you're military or a government employee, for one, you never worry about getting fired, really. You'd have to really fuck up. But you don't need to worry about losing your job. And when he got out of the military, he was doing something, he had some job, and he lost that job. It was some veteran, like, help, like, assistance job or something. But anyway, he lost it. So when he lost that job, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to turn. He didn't know what direction he was going in. It was depressing. You know, it's lonely. It's difficult. And then you start worrying about how you pay your bills or what you're going to do next or what you should have been doing the whole time. So many people come up against this. And, you know, obviously with Rogan's podcast, there's so many fans, right? So many people that like it, millions of people that download it. But, you know, like I've said a million times, it's not just the entertainment value of this 3-hour conversation. There's an underlying message that often pops up on his podcast, and it's kind of a theme with a lot of the guests that he picks. And it's just about, you know, the idea of people being able to kind of pick themselves up from difficult times. It's the hardest thing to do in life, to reassess, to reevaluate, and to get going. And there's these consistent themes that pop up. You know, hard work is one, right? Changing your mindset, being more positive, thinking more positive, getting rid of shitty people in your life, you know, maybe not drinking as much, those sorts of things, right? And there's many more, but they all kind of go hand in hand, and it's pretty consistent. And these are the great messages that people reach out for, because when you're lost and you don't know where to turn, it's very difficult to do it. I mean, think of the skill set of this guy, for example. I mean, he is special operations. He could do a lot of very complicated, dangerous, stressful things, probably almost without even thinking about it. But when it came to being out of the military, not necessarily having a clear direction, being faced with losing his job, these are all new things a lot of people have to go through. And it was very, very difficult for him to, you know, reorient himself, right? So he was able to do it, but how many others in a similar situation weren't able to? So that's why these messages are so important, you know, because that inspiration shouldn't be taken for granted. You shouldn't just be like, oh, it's another cheesy message. It's not, right? It's definitely not to those people that are really struggling with their direction. They desperately need to hear something like that and to be able to apply some of these aspects to themselves. And Joe, even on the podcast, said something interesting. I mean, especially, you know, social media gets a lot of shit these days, like, oh, don't waste your life on Instagram. But something Joe said is, listen, yeah, but if you're following idiots, then that would be a waste of time. But if you're following people that really inspire the hell out of you, that's not bad. It's not bad to look at those things if you feel more inspired when you're done. You know, often people are just looking at their friends that have more money and more baller lives, and it maybe makes you feel like shit. So I'd say look at that. I'd say definitely stop following anybody that doesn't make you feel good when you're looking on social media. And it's not you being negative towards them or trying to shit on them or any. It's just that what they're not adding to any energy for you. So yeah, get inspired. And Pat is that type of guy. He's super fucking inspiring. And also follow Joe Rogan's dog, because that's a cute ass Instagram. And it's just really funny that Joe Rogan is so popular that even his dog has a 250,000 Instagram followers. It cracks me up. It's kind of ridiculous. So something that Pat talks a little bit about. So what he does is, he teaches like tactical shooting training that you can like, so all different personalities and types of, you know, lawyers, doctors, other ex-military, maybe cops, all kinds of people go to this training. And he shows some of this on his Instagram, and it's pretty technical stuff, and it's really interesting. One thing I thought was quite funny is that did anyone notice that this guy sounded a lot like Jocko Willink as well? Is that just a special forces thing? You get that kind of like super deep gravelly voice, or is it just guys that are so like testosterone filled? That's just how they sound. I don't know. That's what I just thought. So Joe and this guy are about 50 years old, and they both work out like maniacs. And something that they were saying is that I don't know if they were referring to a study, but they were saying that people today actually can work like, in their like 45 to 50, whatever, they can work out harder than they ever could. They can push to levels like it's the best time. Your mental toughness is the highest and you can really push it. You know, you got to warm up better because you can pull things and get injuries. But, you know, these guys are still crushing it into their 50s. And no doubt, I would not be able to work out well with Rogan. And I'm a lot younger than him. I'm sure he would just, it would be crushing. It would be so tiring, you know, but just thinking these guys can do that well into their 50s is really impressive. And that should kind of inspire you. There was a great inspirational moment where Joe was talking about just one day, and watch that over and over. I think they've even made like a little clip of it. If you follow Powerful Joe Rogan on Instagram, they did a little clip of him talking to Pat, and they're talking about it's just one day. All it takes to make a change is one good day, right? So many times Joe says he could see himself slipping into the wrong direction as he sees it, but he's like, fuck that, and he heads the other way, right? So slipping into the wrong direction is, you know, what he means by that is just that it's the type of small things, you know, you get a little bit bitter after an argument, or you get resentful, you kind of feel like you want a little bit of revenge, or it even though it just feels like a thought and that's all it is, it will build up. It will mount up. It's like filling up a room with all these bad thoughts. They still exist and it causes real problems. So if you just ignore it, you say, fine, that's what it is. You move on. You don't let it like work its evil way into your life so that you're, I don't know, you're just adding to your troubles in that sense. And I think that's his message. You know, I never used to notice that, actually. I never used to notice that getting resentful was something that over time is just going to build and build and build. I thought it was just the appropriate response to someone being a bit of a cunt to you. You're like, well, I resent that and I'm angry and fuck him, but I'll go along my day. But it's not really how it works. It seems to just add up. And it's like your choice. And then this is like a dialogue that you hold in your mind, and it becomes a real, I don't know, becomes a real pain in the ass. And one good thing too that I really enjoyed about this podcast, and see if you guys think that it has the same value, but Joe talks about what does Pat do to kind of keep, you know, calm himself down, right? To keep himself chilled. And he said he's a bird watcher. He has been for a long, long time. Just likes chilling and watching birds. And that's a cool hobby, right? Ways to just chill out. And it really is just like anything that you want to do. You know, that's what's really cool. I mean, the boxer from last week that was on with Russell Peters, he plays chess. So, you know, if you like chess, play chess. If you like bird watching, do that. There's no, it's not necessarily anything macho or not macho about it. Well, Lennox Lewis, that was. But, you know, it's not about a macho thing. It's about knowing what it takes to kind of like just keep you centered and keep you calm. You don't have to be go, go, go 100% of the time. You just, you know, just work hard and a lot, but you got to have your time to chill out. I don't know about bird watching. That's not for me, but if he loves it, good for him. But anyway, guys, check this one out, especially if you need some motivation. And if you're just into badassery, check out Pat's Instagram. It's fucking good. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.